بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين، وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه، قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم، قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم، الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون، أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم، بلى وهو الخلاق العليم، إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون، فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. Dear brothers, ويقول الرسول الكريم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم for Ibn Abbas when he was a kid. Ibn Abbas, he was riding behind the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said some words to this kid. And these words, it's like a dustur, it's like a protocol for a life. Ya gulam inni muallimuka kalimat, I'm teaching you some words. Ihfaz Allah yahfazuk, so apply or obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life and Allah will protect you. Ihfaz Allah tajidhu tujahak, obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whenever you need him you will find him. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتْ, when you want to ask for anything, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتْ, and if you seek for help or support, فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, just only seek the support and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمْ, and you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if all the creations and the creatures are there to hurt you, nobody can hurt you except Allah allows this for you. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ كُلَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوَ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ. If all the nation became to benefit you or to do some good for you, nobody can do this good for you unless Allah, by Allah permission for them. So dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from nothing. We were like sperms. Allah in the Quran says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Once a time we were nothing. I've been born in 1988. In 1987, where I am, I was nothing. Allah created me from nothing, from sperm. So all these verses in the Quran, when Allah said, because Allah wants us to think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to think, to know Him. So in the Hadith Qudsi, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقت الخلق لأعرف كنت كنزا وخلقت الخلق لأعرف. I was a hidden treasure and I've been created all the creation to be known. So this is the purpose of all the creation, dear brothers. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He doesn't need his creation, but the creation needs Him. He's the providers. Imagine that we are 8 billions from a human and Allah feeding us every day. What about the other nations from birds? Have you ever thought about the fish under the oceans Who feeds them? Billions of creations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of them. And every day. And Allah, one of His features, Al-Khalaq, that He who create, Khalaq, create everything, every day, who creates every day, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many features, brothers. So once we look at the sky, who raised this sky without pillars, without columns? You know the clouds, sometimes the weight of the cloud, tons of water, but it's hanged in the, between the skies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holding them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sami' Basir, all the creations for Him is like one human. He hears everybody like one. He saw everyone like one. So if we have two people, they are talking with each other, and there is another group there are talking, there is some distortion will happen. But Allah doesn't affect this to Him, subhanahu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sami' Basir, Khalaq Alim. So if you want to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should read the Quran properly. So He sent this message with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can know Him. So Allah likes to challenge the humanity. When Fir'aun, la'natullah alayhi, he was killing the children because he heard that somebody will come and take his kingdom. Allah challenged Fir'aun, and Musa alayhi salam has been born on the year that Fir'aun, la'natullah alayhi, used to kill the children in it. Like Allah saying, if you can do it, yallah, do it. And when Musa's mother, she got afraid, she got scared. So usually when you get scared, you will hide your baby, you will hide your things. But opposite of this, Allah commanded her, like, threw him in the water. Who protected Musa when he was a kid? He was a baby. And the water leaded Musa alayhi salam to the palace of his enemy. And who raised Musa? Who took care of Musa? His enemy. So all the palace and all the people got busy how to feed Musa, how to feed the priest Musa alayhi salam. He was crying all day, all night. So Allah prepared the reasons so he can get back to his mother. وَرَدَدْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمَّكَ وَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. And after that, dear brothers, when Musa alayhi salam, he got young and got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he came to Fir'aun so he can deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun challenged him. In the time of Fir'aun, the magic was so popular. So always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenging people with in that time that they know, well known in it. Like Arab, they well known with good talks, good language. So Allah challenged them with Quran. So in the time of Fir'aun and Musa, there was a magic. It's a very great magic. So when Fir'aun saw that Musa has some magic from his perspective, he ordered his soldier to gather all the good magicians from all the sides of the country so they can defeat Musa. And there was like a certain time called Yawm al-Zina that Fir'aun la'natullah alayhi used to come and to show his treasure and to show off in this day. So when the magicians came and they started like doing some magic and they saw Musa alayhi salam when he threw his stick and Allah flipped it to a snake. And this snake ate all the other ropes. They directly did sujood. So imagine at that time, what is the yaqeen that they got in their heart? When Fir'aun, la'anat Allah alayh, saw this, he promised to kill them and to cut their hands, the left hand with the right leg, and vice versa. Directly they said, we don't care. Whatever you want to do, do. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's this yaqeen? So dear brothers, we need to get a proper yaqeen in our hearts on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And proper yaqeen doesn't come with, if you are like just laying down, chilling with kids and wife. Everything in life, if you want to get it, you have to struggle to get it. Everything, subhanAllah, this is the sunnah of the life. If you want to be hafid, you have to start every day going to the school. If you want to be a proper scientist or like any trader, you have to travel. You need a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of money, so you can get it. And this is how it works with the yaqeen as well. The yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will start testing you slowly, 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 slowly. But once you pass the test, there is something in your heart, it will come. Nobody can take it from you. So always we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the proper yaqeen. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, and he said, Allah, please show me how you to revive the dead bodies. قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, you didn't believe yet? أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن. He said, of course Allah, I do. قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكَلْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. So Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, take four birds and cut them, slaughter them into pieces and mix them, and put some pieces in different mountains. Then call them. ثم ادعوهن يأتين لك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. عزير عليه السلام, when he was walking and he saw a city, a dead city, he said, how the city will become alive again? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a food, some food and some drink. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him sleep for like a day or some day. And Allah wake him up again. And he told him, look at your food. So the food, khalas, it doesn't work, corrupted. And the water and the milk, corrupted. Then he asked him to look at his donkey. And Allah recreated the donkey in front of his eyes. So the problem, dear brothers, that we always seeking or looking for the reasons, and Allah beyond the reasons. Allah doesn't need the reasons. Can give with reasons, without reasons, and opposite of the reasons. He's the only controller of all this universe. But how to get this yaqeen? We should keep talking about it. We should practice it. Once we get any accident in our life, any hard situation, any hardship, the first thing that we should do, oh, Allah is there. We should ask. Keep knocking the door, keep knocking the door, keep knocking the door until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door. Allah likes to be asked, dear brothers. But the human nature is different. If you ask some friend one time, two times, three times, then he will get bored from you. He will fed up from you. But if you did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will feel jealous. Imagine that you have a kid and you are feeding him, taking care of him. Then when he needed something, he went to your neighbor and he asked something from your neighbor. You will get upset. I'm here to provide for you. I'm here to support you. Why did you go to the neighbor? And for Allah is the mathal ala. So, dear brothers, if we want to reach the proper yaqeen, we should follow the steps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most mercy given to this humanity is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The only reason behind sending you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is just for mercy. And he didn't say rahmatan, mercy for humanity, lil'alameen, for the whole creation, the whole world, jinn, ants, animals, everybody. So we should make the effort of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the shortest way to be close from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow his steps, to follow his lead. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you back. Dear brothers, this life is too short. 60 years, 7 years, and then what? We're going to stand out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will ask us about every moment and every second we spent in this life, and every dollar that He gave it to us. So imagine when you are standing there, you are saying, oh Allah, with your guidance, I was struggling and keeping and doing my best to invite other people and talk about you. How much you will be proud. How much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the judgment day, He will treat you in a different way. If you will say one word, or you will pay one sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will grow it up for you. So in the day of judgment, you will come and you will see mountains of good deeds and rewards. From where did I get all of this? Then Allah will start reminding you, do you remember that day when you said this, or you pay for this? I grow it up for you, O my slave. And now all of this for you. He's very generous. He's very kind. But we need to get close to Him. So, dear brothers, we should just be patient and firm. Life is too short. Just keep focused. One eye in the goal, and goal is Jannah. And the other eye just to keep alive in this dunya. So I wish inshallah Allah will guide us to His deen and use us and use our families and children in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much and jazakum Allah khair. Subhanakallah. Nahmaduhu ta'ala wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم اللهم إني أشكو إليك كسلي وكسل الموحدين
ونشاط الملحدين. اللهم إن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شغلتها الدنيا وشغلتها المشاغل، اللهم اهدنا إلى صراطك المستقيم، واستخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا يا الله، إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم تب علينا توبة صادقة قبل الممات، نسألك يقينا صادقا، يسألك الصدق يا الله بالطلب والإخلاص والقول والعمل. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين، اجعلنا من المخلصين، اجعلنا من المتقين، اجعلنا من أتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واستخدمنا والجمع الكريم في خدمة دينك، وقبلنا كما تقبلت الصحابة الكرام وذراريهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام إلى يوم الدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد.